memory, and I kid you not, from when I used to listen to radio when I was just a little kid to where I am now, I suppose, where I'm broadcasting and doing radio, it's one of the most beautiful stories I have ever been told on radio. I'm going to be playing it for you, and you need to make sure you don't go anywhere, because I can tell you now, it's going to put a smile on your face. I told some of my colleagues about it yesterday. One was almost even in tears because of how sweet it was. Stick around, because we're going to be getting into it in the next couple of minutes. But before that, here's the news with Aaron Fox.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 11, new Eskom CEO begins duties and 7 killed in Durban crash.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. Eskom has confirmed that its new CEO, André de Ruyter, has indeed started his induction at the power utility and will be starting official business from Monday next week. Apart from dealing with the huge financial crisis at Eskom, the new CEO will have to deal with operational challenges and oversee the division of the power utility into 3 separate entities. De Ruyter will also have to come up with a plan to keep the lights on and deal with the aging infrastructure at the power utility. 7 people have been killed and 13 others critically injured in a taxi crash on the R102 towards Schakerskraal north of Durban. IPSS emergency spokesperson Paul Herbst says the vehicle transporting 20 people lost control and went down an embankment.
Covered that 5 of the occupants tragically died on scene. Additional 2 patients succumbed to their injuries. It seems there was 20 patients within the taxi. 7 of those have died. The rest have all sustained critical injuries.
The Council for Quality Assurance in Education, Umalusi, has announced that there were no systemic irregularities during the 2019 examinations and no paper leak. Umalusi says over 750,000 candidates wrote the National Senior Certificate exams last year. Umalusi CEO Mafu Rakumetsi was speaking during a media briefing in Pretoria.
There was no systemic irregularities reported that may have compromised the credibility of the November 2019 examination, and the Executive Committee of Council is happy to approve the release of the results of the November 29 NSC examination administered by the DBE.
Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi has outlined the reasons why the department believes the torching of parts of a school in the Vaal was linked to arson. Several classrooms at Tokelo Secondary School in Everton were destroyed in the blaze yesterday. The loss is estimated at around 4 million rand. Lesufi has described the incident as a heartless act of cowardice.
It was